USDA issued an interim rule outlining the procedures for linking conservation compliance with crop insurance. Comments to the rule should be submitted by June 23rd. Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council Office in Washington, D.C., joins us with more information on the rule.
If you go back to the 2014 Farm Bill, it requires producers to file a highly erodible land conservation and wetland conservation certification, also known as a Form AD-1026. At their local FSA office by June 1 of this year in order to become or remain eligible for crop insurance premium support.
As for the certification,
most farmers already have this certification on file because it's a requirement for participation in most other USDA programs, such as marketing assistance loans, farm storage facility loans, disaster assistance, a lot of the NRCS programs all require this form. However, it's important to make sure that all affiliated persons have an AD-1026 on file, and for producers to use the same tax ID number with both the Farm Service Agency for their AD-1026 and their crop insurance company.
For more information,
producers should visit with their local FSA office and talk with their crop insurance agent prior to this June 1 deadline to ask questions and get additional information about the compliance procedures, especially if they receive a letter from USDA regarding the AD-1026. If they receive that letter, then it is likely that USDA has determined that they may not have the correct certification on file, and that needs to be updated. So if a producer especially receives a letter from USDA or from their crop insurance agent, they need to get in prior to June 1. Otherwise, they will not be eligible for crop insurance premium subsidies for next year.